You know, if you thought you watched a show when you were in the 70s and 80s called The Twilight Zone, the sound of do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do would sound eerily familiar if you turned on any channel in any country and tried to watch editorial news. Why am I saying this? Because let's take a moment and let's take a step back at a time when the Nut House was controlling the world. Why am I saying this? It's amazing how if John punched Betty in the nose, John is the guy who should be at fault. But only today, Betty needs to go to jail, be gang raped, and be slashed with a million scars. I know that sounds crazy. David's eyes popped out of his head. He's like, what in the world is Stuart talking about? Because that would be a normal reaction if you lived in Gaza and you were a woman who went to the store unaccompanied and bought a can of tuna fish. So you would have the right to punch Betty in the face, rape her, and throw stones at her. To me, that sounds like the Twilight Zone. Now, what is the correlation today? Because if you've turned on the news, this was eerily going to sound familiar. Welcome, guys. My name's Stuart Brisgale. This is the Rant Network. That's David Solomon. And his eyes are still spinning. What was that? Just I had to do. Because it's the Twilight Zone today on the Rant Network. Friday, 12 noon Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is a podcast giving expressions of opinions, thoughts, experience, and ideas, as you can see, from a variety of perspectives. Join us as we dive into the latest news, pop culture, and so much more. Rants about absurdity in modern life. Turn on the news. And deeper issues affecting society, like truth and justice in a political system. So sit back, relax, and join us on a journey of discovery and exploration. It's time to join the Rant Network. David, that was a long-winded Twilight Zone entrance. And it was done kind of intentionally to lead up to your rant today. Because there is no sense with nonsense. David?
Well, that was one of the most unbelievable starts I would have expected. And I nearly cut you down, but I was going to wait to see where you were heading with this. But Stuart, what you did was exactly what is the problem. Agenda-based media, and we have talked about it, and you brought up many times the different, you know, former news anchors and the trust and the whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's cut cord time. It's sad, but cut cord. I got to tell you, actually, something really weird. In Canada, Justin Trudeau passed an egregious law banning social media to publish news here. You can't reshare, you can't push the media through social networks, through Facebook, Twitter, X, through Instagram, you name it. You cannot put a URL for any of those social, those news networks. And at the time, I thought this was like a huge breach of and now, thanks to that, I'm almost thankful to Trudeau for cutting them off. Because the methods in which they use to disseminate the information today, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the technology that I'm talking about. It's what they're telling us and what they're not telling you. And my rant today is really all about how the media wants to control even more and how and what, and want to control your understanding of any situation. So as we know, as we talked about it on Monday, it was the end of the world. Donald Trump slammed and won by a landslide Iowa. It was the end of the world. Chicken Little, sky is falling. I talked about that on Monday. But CNN and MSNBC decided not to air Trump's speech live. Refused. Why? because they said they couldn't fact check him fast enough and they would not allow him and permit him to spew his message. Do you know of any other candidate ever, winner or loser, that got that kind of treatment?
You know, hang on a second. Not even Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay. Stuart, today you're on the extreme bandwagon, boys and girls. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please let's leave Stuart in his nut house. But the reality of this is that the media, the liberal media, didn't want you to hear that he's tough on crime, that he's tough on immigration, that he's tough on foreign policy, that he's tough on a lot of things. Now, yes, he exaggerates and blusters, and we know that, but everybody knows it already. But the refusal by the networks, a conscious decision not to broadcast him, is censorship.
Yep. It's a definition of censorship, David.
Okay.
And again, I mean, you thought I was giving a quacky intro. It was actually just to be reminiscent of an old Hollywood show called The Twilight Zone. Yep. I don't remember who we give credit to other than Rod Sterling, I think, the caster. But obviously, those rights and that soundtrack's owned by some company, which we, again, thank you for letting us use for a split second. But David, the reality is TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and the likes of many other ones that we aren't even aware of yet, David, are the way the news is circulating and the way everything is traveling, and the media, as we so call it, which is lack of media, is trying to desperately be relevant as they lose relevance to every single person's smartphone and camera. I am able in an instant to publish a real event. The problem is it real? Is it AI? Is it edited? Is it unedited? Well, and it goes to the original premise of what news was. A reporter reporting and reading the facts that took place without an opinion. Today in Bethlehem, 13 people walked into a wall. In Jordan, the king walked out on the road. This is what news was. What they've done is they've created into a soap opera. News has become a soap opera.
They had to, Stuart, and this is the whole point of the rant, is today, with a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week cycle now, all we're doing is filling airtime. Now, I didn't finish my part because people are just saying, but David, that's Trump. And of course we have to censor Trump because Trump is a lunatic. I got it. I heard you all. I've talked to liberals. I've heard to conservatives. I've nonstop heard from different people saying, listen, I don't even want to hear him. Okay, so then you have the choice to turn off the TV or turn off your radio. But it's media's responsibility to broadcast it because that is what news is all about. Now, here's the kicker that I'm sickened of even more, because I don't really care for Donald Trump. I care for what's going on in Israel. We've been ranting about it now for over 100 days. Ladies and gentlemen, I just am blown away by the media's desire to force and enhance chaos. We've seen disruptions thanks to these pro-Hamas protesters. They're not pro-Palestinian. People don't. You got to know the difference. There are legitimate people who would like to see peace with Palestinians, but the majority of those people are supporting Hamas. The media's not going to tell you that. No. They have to be Palestinians. If I wave a Palestinian flag, I've got to be pro-Palestinian. Wrong. Okay? They're not calling it. But this week, two things happened that the media has completely decided it's not worth reporting. The European Union voted yesterday, or this week, I should say, overwhelmingly, that there will be no ceasefire with Gaza until Hamas dismantles and all hostages are released.
Yep.
Wow, that's a big news.
Hang on a second,
item.
David. I'd like to ask any listener or viewer around the world to just PM us if you heard that.
Okay, now, here's the thing. If you're sitting here today and going, what? Never heard, didn't hear that. Of course not. Because that would be a good thing. And it's monumental, Stuart, in history for Europe. That is overwhelmed now with Arabs and Muslims, UK, France, Belgium, Holland, you name it, Germany,
standing up overwhelmingly in the European Parliament to make that is huge. But the second one that I'm absolutely sickened by is that the same pro-Hamas jerks who are out there protesting are also supporting the Houthis' attack on the boats in the Red Sea. Your boats, your American boats, your British boats are being lauded. The attacks are being lauded by these same protesters. And instead of the media going, hold on, that's an act of war. That's an attack on the United States and the UK. They're applauding it. Stuart?
Listen. And you know what? The amount of brains that is being dispersed on college campuses and around the world to allow these people to do such things and chant such hatred is unlike anything in history, making the night of Kristallnacht look like a joke. Because you want to know something? It's not just war on Jews. It's war on the world, all over. And they're not going to stop. David, I got to tell you, like I tried to say earlier, the Twilight Zone is exactly where I feel the world is at. And Rod Sterling was dead on and right on with Ray Bradbury and all the insanity, old, modern works of literature that circulated when we were kids. Because truly, if something was as important as the Western world in Europe said this, you think it would make the desk of any news agency in the planet.
No, it made the desk. No, Stuart, it made the desk. As they'll say, the old ticker, right? But instead of reporting it, they have to flush it. Because, you know, Stuart, I'll give you an example. Instead of talking about that, you know what CNN did?
What?
CNN decided that they were going to find an extreme group in Israel who wants to reoccupy Gaza. And they went out of their way to find this group. And they brought in a politician, Ben-Gvir, who is, if you think Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Ted Cruz are your loony bins, Ben-Gvir is the same. And when you decide that this is really important, that the Israelis want to reoccupy Gaza, this is the message. If I wanted to find someone to tell me that the sky is green, I'm going to go find... This is what your media has done, ladies and gentlemen. Your media has continued to find. Now, I just want to show you to what extent the media is forcing, you know, these kind of messaging. Tiffany Cross is an ex-MSNBC host, okay? And she was recently interviewed and she says, you know, she was pushed out of NBC back in 2022 because she would not be part of the anti-Trump echo chamber, she called it. And her intelligence was questioned as a journalist, because she refused essentially to jump on that bandwagon and was pushed out of MSNBC. So either you push my agenda or you're out.
Yep.
Sage Steele in ESPN. You've got others from other channels. Michelle Tafoya from NBC. These are sports people who refuse to follow the agenda, the political agenda by their stations, and were pushed out the door.
Yep.
This
David,
is
why do you sound shocked?
I'm not. What I'm tired of is people telling me, but CNN is good, David. CNN is good. No, they're all crap.
No, they've got a voice that says CNN.
Before you go, as somebody put it to me, he goes, well, you know, Fox News is just entertainment. Okay, you call it whatever you want, but none of them are clean. None of them are good. And so stop telling me that Fox is entertainment, but CNN is reliable. MSNBC is reliable. They're all full of crap, Stuart.
Jason, it's very simple. Jason from Halloween or Jim Hansen crossed between each other, created a network together. Do you know what that network is?
No.
CNN.
Okay.
Well, CNN. Good. Guys, we got to wrap it up, David.
By the way, shout out to James Earl Jones, who's 93 years old. Yep. Voice of CNN. Congratulations.
CNN. All right, guys, this is the Rant Network, not trashy news. Thanks all for joining today's episode and tuning in. Yes, I just said trashy CNN. This is the Rant Network, where we're going to tell you what it really is. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation and thought maybe I kind of jumped a little Twilight Zone for a little Freaky Friday. We appreciate your support and hope you join in next time for another thought-provoking conversation every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to listen to us, share us. David's waving goodbye because my exit is taking way too long. But thanks a lot. Keep listening. Keep ranting. See ya.